What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Darwin and is about using or not using recovery boots. Before we get into that question, let's thank today's sponsor, Aon Insurance, which has designed a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, historically, a lot of triathletes would have bike insurance for stolen bikes, but it was one of the most expensive riders that could be added to your house insurance policy, costing about $10 per $100 of bike value. In this case, you can get up to $20,000 of bike insurance coverage for about $1,000. But in addition to that, which is already a pretty good deal, you have canceled race insurance. So you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry fees covered. If you get sick before a race and you have to cancel your trip, you can get up to $10,000 of trip expenses covered. Broken bike insurance, if your bike gets broken in travel going to a race. And while you're traveling, emergency medical insurance is covered, all for that insurance fee that is literally just a fraction of the price of house rider bike insurance alone. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, go to aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. And let's get into today's question.
Hey, Taryn, this is Darwin Chang in Southern California. Thanks for all the great videos and podcasts. I've been binge watching and listening to all the great interviews you've done. I'm an age grouper and just did a few half irons and full distance iron. And I've never gotten into it, but I always see these recovery boot systems at the Ironman Expos. Obviously, there's gold standards with Normatec and Rapid Reboot, and then you can go on Amazon.com and find all kinds of other brands. The pricing are very, very wide, the range, and just don't know much about the technology and the variety in pricing. Just want to know what your thoughts are and see if you have an opinion on it. Let me know. Thanks.
Thank you for your question, Darwin. Yeah, I have myself a pair of RP Sports recovery boots. I've tried the Normatec, and are they legit? Yeah, they're certainly legit. Your question is a very good one, though, because with a lot of triathletes, unless you're big money hustling and you're making it rain every single day on Wall Street and wiping your mouth with $100 bills, I think that triathletes, and myself included, we all have to be very conscious of what we spend our money on, because it can get carried away so quickly. Bikes cost tens of thousands of dollars. Recovery boots like the Normatec, the RP Sports, cost anywhere from $1,100 to $1,700 down to $300. The nutrition that we've got to get, travel to races, on and on and on and on. And we have to, I think, prioritize where our money is best spent. And I put compression boots, recovery boots, in the luxury category. Certainly not in the must-have category. And this might be absolutely shooting myself in the foot if anyone from Normatec is listening to this. Certainly RP Sports, they might be asking for their pair back if they listen to this. But I like the boots. I find that they help basically de-gunk my legs after a really hard session when you kind of get that stiff, like, feeling. In a lot of cases, that's your muscles that are essentially like they're tangled up, they're gummed up, and they're not functioning properly. And to put on those boots for about 45 minutes and chill out, it helps get the blood flow going. It helps get the lymphatic system going. It helps the repair and recovery process going a little bit quicker. So they certainly help. I find that they help. I find that I feel fresher, and the next day I'm able to train harder. However, are they critical? No. No, I wouldn't say that they're even close to critical. Look at the Iron War back in 1989. They didn't have anything like that. And some of those records that were put down on that day still stand today. And with all the technology and all the science and all the access to recovery boots and on and on and on and wind tunnels, still really just comes down to the basics. That's a big reason why I like Matt Dixon and the Purple Patch Fitness methodology, which is really just make sure you're recovered, you get enough sleep, do the work, get your nutrition right, and do some strength. And beyond that, that will take care of like 95% of everything that you need to worry about. But fact of the matter is that 5% sells a hell of a lot of product. The aerodynamics on bikes, the wind tunnel stats for this helmet or that helmet, the recovery boots. Does it all work? Is it all legitimate? Yes, most of it is. But is it all an absolutely critical must? Probably not. Now, I can't give you any feedback on RP Sports or Normatec versus the cheaper options. I've never tried the cheaper options, but I will say that I know that the Normatec and the RP Sports, very comparable to each other. I like them both. They both work. If you have the opportunity to get one, or if money isn't an option for you, absolutely go and get one. They're really nice to chill out on the couch with. I find them relaxing, almost meditative, and it helps with that recovery pillar that Matt Dixon would talk about, which is very important, but it's not critical to do it with recovery boots. So I'm sorry, RP Sports, if you're listening, and Normatec, I like you guys, but like I say, luxury, not necessity. Darwin, I hope that this answers your question, and hopefully it answers the question for several other trainiacs out there. Thank you to today's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. If you are a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N. triathlete.com. If you want to get your question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask. While you're there, if you click top left on free resources, you'll love what we've got. We've got over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training. Finally, if you like this podcast or our Triathlon Terran podcast, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. Really helps us out. Thanks, Darwin. Catch everyone in the next episode. We'll be right back.